Today's learning should be an initial time. Lutz of Shari Mysha and the Rifka Bas Mysha Israel. So Manach Bar Mysha, we discuss for Shalem Achaim, Mysha and Mamalka, and Brook Basar Melka, but Yitzhak and Fagel Dina, and discuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Hay, starting in the Sif today. Continuing this topic of what we could and could not put onto the Ahad area on Shabbos, so Sif Hay is actually quite Negea. Mutter losses al pi kederes chamin b'Shabbos. You can go ahead and put something, a hot pot, on Shabbos. Tafshel shenespashel me'erev Shabbos kol tzarchei, a item that was cooked completely before Shabbos. So you have your pot on the blech. What Mechaber tells us, I can go ahead and I can go put something that was cooked completely before Shabbos on top of that. So this is not chazara. This is not something that was on there before Shabbos. Was on my counter before Shabbos, but we'll see the exceptions in a moment. Okay, so it was cooked completely before Shabbos, and I go ahead and I put it down on top of the pot. Now, obviously, on top of the pot, it's going to get very hot. He says we can do that, but he says kigoin pandish ukiyotze behend. Pandish is like a meat knish, so it's not something that has any liquid, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why he specifically identifies this. To warm it up. Why? So remember, it's the special called tzarchai. So there really technically was no isser whatsoever. The issue was nirikim avashel. Now, being that this is on top of a pot, that's not a normal way of cooking, and therefore you can do it. Now, mechaber, let's just finish the mechaber before we go to the Mishnah Berurah. It really just gives us a side point. So you have, let's say this pot is wrapped in towels, and you want to go ahead and place this pandish under the towels, that vadeh zasa, because remember, that's never pashat, that was hatmana. Hatmana on Shabbos is always zasa, even if there's no added heat to it, so that would always be zasa. So sort of a side point to the main point over here. So before we get to the Rama, let's see the Mechaber, the Mishaber over here. Al pi kederes chamen. Now, not only does he say that we can do this even if the pot is on a blech, but even if this pot is sitting directly on the fire, I can go ahead and put something down on top of the pot. Okay, kol tzarchei. So the mechaber said it has to be cooked completely. That you should know. The das harajba, the davar shekvan is bashel. According to the Rajba, something that's completely cooked, it got completely cooled off. You put it in your refrigerator. There's no bishul. Even if it has something that has a sauce to it. So, according to the Rajba, you cooked up a French roast that has a juice, a sauce in it, and you took it off your fire, and it got completely cooled off. I can now take this, there's no, according to the Rashi, there's no bishul achabishul. The only problem would be for me to put it directly on the fire near a kamavashul. So according to the Rashi, I would technically be able to take this French roast, whip the juice, and put it down on top of my soup pot, and it's going to get totally hot. However, avah shulchan aruch, sasam lakamim b'simin shin yud chesiv dalet. Kedas arash sasayiv, the Chaber is going to tell us later on in shin yud ches. Something that has a liquid. If it got completely cooled off, that there is considered bishul if I would warm it up. So why does the Mechaber here say then, if that's the case, that I can go put something down on top of the pot? The mekla shulchan aruch lechamamon, by a pandish, which he allowed us, and Mishabur is going to shortly tell us what pandish is, I'm allowed to go ahead and warm it up, even if it's going to come yatsa lettuce by. Why? If it has no liquid to it. It's this bread that's full of meat. It's a meat knish, like we said. Right? So we didn't invent meat knishes by us in the shul. It was already there before. Everyone agrees that this adava yavish that was completely cooked. So you have your shalmi kugel. It's completely cooked. There's no bishul because it's completely good. There's no liquid to it. Of course, we're going to get more into bishul later on in shin yud ches. So over here, we were talking about chazara. He says, onto the blech, we can't do it because we said we don't put anything onto the blech that was cooled off. That was not on there before Shabbos. Why? Because it's nirikim avashel. on top of the pot, you're allowed to watch. And there are Bishamakach, right? Soloima, says the Mishnah Berurah. The af the kaimalancha us lechatchila liten lechatchila b'shabbos alakira. You're not allowed to lechatchila something that was not on the oven on the stove when Shabbos came in. You're not allowed to put it on. I feel in the special called tzarchi v'hudaver cham, even if it's completely cooked and it's still hot. So you took out your cooked it before Shabbos, but then it was not on the stove when Shabbos came in. The gam hakira grufa v'ketuma, even if it has the blech on it. Hasam atam eshum the nirik mevashel v'Shabbos. What was the whole reason that that's problematic? Because it's nirik mevashel. There's no bishul because ain't bishlach a bishul. Definitely not on a davi yafish according to everybody, right? And it's still hot. It's not in legamri. So there's no bishul. The only problem was it's nearer kemavashel the derech bishul mikach because that's normally where you put a pot in order to cook it. Aval hacha in our case ain't derech bishul mikach. It's not a normal way of cooking. They have to kedera to cook something on top of another pot. They ain't nearer kemavashel. The im yesh by harba shemen shenikrish. However, the mechaber warns us. Let's say you have something that has a gravy but it thickened up. Yesh lahach meshum noile. There you should not do it because when you put it on top of the pot, what are you going to cause? You're going to cause that the pot, the fat or the part that gelled is going to become liquefied. Sheni maya hashemen, the fat, the shuman, the fat is going to go ahead and become liquefied. So we're not allowed to do it. So it has to be a real davar yavish in order to do it. Then the mechaber told us, avala hatman, to put it under the towels, right, Sulaima? This pot that you have sitting on your blech was covered up with towels to stay hotter. Even if there's no fire under it. You're not allowed to go ahead and put the... So you took a pot off the fire before Shabbos. It's sitting on your counter. You want your soup to stay hot. So you wrap it up in a bunch of towels so it's insulated and it stays hot. Now I have my meat pizza and I want my meat pizza to get warm. So I open up the towels on the top a little and I stick my meat pizza under the towels, right? Tachas ha-begadim mishum is atmana. He says, it's nothing to do with nirik and mevashel over here. You got a problem of atmana. The kaimel and the osel ha-hatman b'shabbos, afilu tafshi mevushel kotzarchi, you're not allowed to do atmana, even on something that's completely cooked, v'cham, even if it's still warm, afilu b'davash emes of hevel, even if it's not something that's going to add heat, okay? So there, of course, you're not allowed to do it. Okay. So now let's go to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, "Buhu adin sha'asa lanicha gabekira fila grufa b'ktuma leyatir el chazara kedera shenisbay," which we already explained. Ramah says you can't put it directly onto the stove, even if there's a blech, even if it's grufa uktuma, right? Because it is. Because that we said is nirik mevashel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Asa nichi v'anocha lechatchila b'Shabbos asa. As we said previously, it's asa to put something on Shabbos. With chazara is mutar on Shabbos when it has a blech. But to put a lechatchila into the area that's yad saledes, you're not allowed to do. Afilu adayin reisechem it's stomach v'rali. Even if it's completely hot, it's boiling hot, you still are not allowed to do it. Right now. Now the Ramah is going to go into some other cases. Some of these are not as negay as this first case we learned, which was very important to us. We're going to go into some other cases and more negay to then. Yesh matirin litin l'taytana she'ofen by me'od yoyim. The ma'achesh leit, meaning by rak, ofu by me'od yoyim, l'nisha by, let's start again. Yesh matirin, those are matir. Litin l'taytana she'ofen by me'od yoyim. You have an oven that I bake stuff in early in the day. Now you got to remember, their oven retained heat for a very, very long time. So Friday morning, I baked bread in the oven. Okay. Now I want to go ahead and put something in that oven. I didn't leave anything in there for Shabbos. I baked in there Friday morning and then it was empty. Now I want to go put this pan dish into the oven. Okay. So some say it's okay. Like, why? Because if I would have been leaving stuff in there for Shabbos, right, or baking stuff later on, right, then I would have still been very, very, very hot, and I would actually be cooking. But over here, I baked my challahs in the morning. There happens to still be, because as we mentioned, the walls of those ovens retain the heat for a very long time, and now I want to put something in to get a little bit warm. Those who say that if I have this Yishalmi Kugel, that still has a little bit of heat. It wasn't, it's not in legami. You'll let it go, put it into an oven that it was just used earlier in the day. The yesh machmirim is, and there's those who are machmir. Now, the im hachoyim kol kach betanish yatzel led this by. What happens that although I didn't leave anything in there for Shabbos, but it's still very hot, that the inside of the oven is still so hot that it's yatzel led this by, right? Aser, then it is aser v'ayin lekam simin shin yud ches, and see later on more of this in shin yud ches. So let's pause over here and do the mishabur on this. Litan l'toich, hainu. What is this last case? Shenoisim b'Shabbos b'boike b'toich atana atashul shenespashul k'day sheyiskamen. Shabbos morning, I wake up, and I have my oven. My oven, I baked in Friday. I didn't leave anything in there for Shabbos. Okay? I baked in Friday. Now, because I baked in Friday, and because it retains so much heat, it still has a certain level of heat to it. So there are those who say it's mutter to put something in there. The afsha b'toich hatana v'akira came along. That filigar v'kot nasala hachzer. Even though we learned previously that when it comes to the tanner, even if it's gar v'kot, you're not allowed to put something back in there. The ain't a mutter rak al gaba. The only thing we said what was mutter was to place it on top of the oven. Hacha acha shaloyet mina b'cham and l'shabbos rak ofi b'moed yom. In this case, I didn't put anything in my oven for Friday night. I just baked in it earlier in the day. Ain boy lemacha Shabbos morning rak choy maat. There's a little heat. It doesn't look like you're being mevashal since there's no real heat here. Umashma the mahoya by tamim by chamim erev the nafesh havel betaner that if I would have put stuff in that oven for Friday night. So now there is a lot of heat. Also litam baboyka tashal shen espashal kadeles chamim uden it would not be mutter even according to the shita that holds you can't. B'chol zehu la kolbay. This was all the shita of the kolbay. That they disagree and they hold that even chazara into the tanner that's already cooled off is mutter. Again, like I said, this case of the tanner is not so applicable to us because we don't have the general unless you're living in a pizza store. We don't really have these tanurim. So then he said, the only way that even those that are matarit, right, that are allow you to do it, that's only if the food didn't cool off completely. Legamri, the maya tavshem estam legamri was keeping cooled off. Kaimel on the yesh pei oig mishum bishul. We paskin that we still have to be concerned about bishul. V'asa aniyach afilu b'tanezeh. We're not allowed to put it even to a tana that we don't think is so hot. The shema yagia tavshal chiyayat zeledes by, because there we are concerned. That what happens if I was wrong and the pot will reach Yatzeledes, and now I was like Abishal, since it cooled off completely, so now I do have an Isabishal. Since I'm an Isabishal, we don't take a chance, you can't put anything into this oven. And then he said that those are machma, they say putting anything, any chazara back to the oven is always also. Even if it's very hot or it's extremely cool, because then you're making everyone decide, is this considered hot? Is this considered cool? Becomes confusing. That's the only time it's concerned if the Tana is Yatzeledes. Because that's no difference of putting into a cold Tana. Once it dropped the oven below Yatzeledes, then it is... Then it's like an oven that's off. If the chaim, the lava chafila yesh machmir and shari, if the heat is so hot that it's the atzaledis, so then we have the machloikas between this yesh matirin and the yesh machmirin as to whether or not you should do it. But again, like I mentioned, this is not that applicable of a case to us. Okay, the Ramah is now going to move into a slightly a continuation of this, but a slightly new point. So let's stop over here, and if that's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.